Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is the Good Health Granny. And just so you know, I serve grandparents who want to leave a legacy of good health to their grandkids. Now, I want to make sure you understand what I mean when I say legacy of good health. I want to make sure we're on the same page here. The passion behind the birth of the Good Health Granny is to empower grandparents to save the lives of their grandkids. That may sound a little melodramatic to some of you, but I can assure you it really isn't. A statistic that was shared with the world by a former United States Surgeon General just a few years back motivated me to take action. Surgeon General Richard Carmona revealed trends that could possibly create a reality for our world that this may be the first generation that will have a shorter life expectancy than their parents. Now think about that. That is just not acceptable. The Good Health Granny is creating a movement. This movement is to help change these statistics, to protect our grandkids. This show today is about just one of those trends. And that is fast food. For better or worse, eating fast food in restaurants or eating fast food restaurant food is ingrained in our childhood memories, and it's actually ingrained in our lifestyles. We're so fast-paced and so busy, it's just so easy to stop and pick something up to eat. So we're not setting a good example when we do that. And as of today, and any time in the near future, I can't really see that changing. Now, I can actually remember the first Taco Bell fast food restaurant that opened in San Antonio. It was on Fredericksburg Road. My own grandmother was the first person that took me there. That was about 50 or 60 years ago. Too bad back then, no one seemed to realize the dangers of fast food. Today, we take our kids, we take our grandkids to these restaurants so that they can crawl around the indoor play yards that's full of plastic play equipment, wear cardboard crowns, or order non-food in the form of a kid's meal just so they can collect each and every teeny beanie or whatever toy has been made popular by these fast food places. As a grandparent, we really don't want to tell our grandkids no when they ask for anything, especially when it's something as simple as giving them a kid's meal from a fast food restaurant. But saying yes to fast food certainly isn't helping us in our quest to influence our grandkids to make healthier lifestyle choices. It's not helping us give them that legacy of good health, nor is it helping to change the growing epidemic of childhood obesity in the Western world. The mission of Good Health Granny is to help turn the tide and change the statistic. So as grandparents who want to influence our grandkids to make healthy lifestyle choices, what do we do? That's been a real dilemma for me, and I'm sure it's been a dilemma for you guys too. Well, we may be getting a little help from the very institutions that's created the problem. Fast food restaurants are coming around and giving their customers better choices to offer kids and adults. These changes are a long time coming, and really they aren't what a true health nut would call healthy choices. But what they are is a better choice than the non-food items we've been eating for years. I want to share with you 12 fast food chains who are changing their kids' menus to offer healthier choices to our precious future generations. Now, it's still up to us to convince our grandkids that they want to choose the better choices. Sometimes that's not an easy task, but it is something that we can do if we're creative. I'm going to go through the whatever one you want to call it, but we're going to start with the best. And the best is Arby's. Arby's menu doesn't exactly make it easy to find healthy options, because their deli meats are loaded with calories and sodium. Thankfully, their roast beef cheese sliders is just the right size for a kid to feel satisfied without overdoing it on salt. The slider's only 240 calories. And that's 10 calories fewer than their kid-sized curly fries. You can add a squeezable applesauce and a bottle of whole milk, and you've got a reasonable lunch. So, and that surprised me. I wouldn't have thought of Arby's as being the best choice. Let's look at Burger King. If you're going to take your kid to Burger King, you might as well go all out and get their signature burger. The Hamburger King Jr. is a modest offering at 230 calories. The meal in its entirety is only 370 calories and 9 grams of fat, but it still manages to provide 18 grams of protein, and protein is so important to kids. It's important to everybody, and I think we forget that sometimes. Okay, the next one was Chick-fil-A, and I was surprised that Chick-fil-A had some bad choices there, but actually, there's one thing on Chick-fil-A's menu that I've gotten in the past that really is tasty, and it offers a better choice for our grandkids. Chick-fil-A doesn't play around when it comes to chicken. The chain had the foresight to offer a grilled chicken nugget option, and that's what I get when I go in. You have to ask for it, but that's what I get. This is the only grilled nugget available in the fast food restaurant circuit, as far as I know, unless somebody's came up with something since I went to some of these fast food places. A 4-piece grilled nuggets kids meal with a fruit cup is a modest 145 calories, and it's only got 3 grams of total fat. So that's a good option. Chipotle Mexican Grill is the next one on the list. Whether you're a kid or an adult, Chipotle Mexican Grill has plenty of healthy eating options to choose from. But their kids' menu is not advertised, and it's actually something of a secret. I guess you have to ask for it there, too. They offer a build-your-own taco plate that gives customers the option to choose a protein, 2 fillings, your choices would be rice, fajitas, beans, cheese, 2 taco shells, a bag of chips or fruit, and of course you'd want the fruit, and a drink. If you're counting calories, stay away from the chips and cantinas, or ask for water, but ask for chicken, beans, fajitas, and vegetables. They also have a quesadilla option that's slightly less calories because it only comes with 1 tortilla. Okay, so let's look at the next 4. Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen has been given the distinct title of being the least healthy. But Dairy Queen also started out selling ice cream and other frozen treats. Since then, they have released a line of fast food items to in some of their stores. Their healthiest kids' meal option is definitely their grilled chicken wrap. It's 250 calories, but it'll be hard to leave any Dairy Queen without getting one of their cones, their ice cream cones. So keep that in mind when you take your grandkids in. Okay, let's talk about KFC. KFC has its redeeming qualities. If you look past their KFC Double Down, a sandwich that uses 2 pieces of fried chicken as buns, their kids' menu is one of the most robust and customizable offered. It offers side dishes like green beans, mashed potatoes, corn, macaroni and cheese. Some of those you might want to stay away from or keep your grandkids away from. The healthiest selection in terms of calories is the grilled drumstick with the side of green beans. And together, they only have 110 calories. So you can go in there and get something that is a little bit healthier. Now let's look at McDonald's. It's impossible to bring your kids through a Golden Arches and avoid French fries. They do have choices now, though, of apple slices on their kid meals. thankfully, McDonald's Happy Meals menu offers kids fries, and they've actually reduced the size of the fries. But it still is supposed to be able to satisfy our grandkids. If you put on it a four-piece chicken McNugget, a yogurt, and apple juice, and you're still looking at 420 calories, but it's a better choice than some of the other things that they've had. Now, the next one is Panera Bread. Panera Bread's not one that caters to kids, but they do offer kid-sized versions of all their classic soups and some of their salads, and they've really got real food. So Panera Bread might be a choice that you'd want to look at. Their vegetarian summer corn chowder with roasted corn, red potatoes, sweet cream, poblano peppers, and cilantro brings a lot of the sophisticated flavor for only 210 calories. A kid's Caesar salad and squeezable yogurt puts this balanced meal at well under 500 calories. So the next one would be Popeyes, Louisiana Kitchen. Popeyes, if you try to label anything at Popeyes as healthy, you're going to have to really stretch it. But they offer some reasonable selections for their younger customers. Their kids' meals comes with one chicken tender, barbecue sauce, mashed potatoes, and a drink. A regular order of mashed potatoes is only 110 calories. And for a drink, that for customers that are watching their calories, for watching calories for your grandkids, you can order unsweet iced tea. Unfortunately, Popeyes doesn't offer water. I can't understand that, but they don't. Okay, the next one on the list is Subway. Subway's mini sandwiches are the perfect option for kids' tiny stomachs. The turkey breast mini is only 180 calories and contains just 2 grams of fat. If you pair the sandwich with low-fat milk and apple slices for a lunch that parents can responsibly, or grandparents can responsibly serve to their kids, their grandkids. Okay, the next one would be Wendy's. Chicken nuggets, apple slices, low-fat milk. That seems to be the way to go when you're going to Wendy's. Wendy's nuggets only contain 180 calories per serving. Some apple slices and low-fat milk put the meal at just right around 300 calories. Now, the last one on my list is White Castle. We don't have White Castle here in San Antonio. I think they may have one, but I've never really visited that. But White Castle is actually one of the oldest fast food chains in America, and their signature steam slider is the perfect size for little hands and little stomachs. One original slider along with a kid-sized fry, applesauce, and an unsweet iced tea is only 440 calories, which isn't too bad, considering that White Castle is famous for its seriously indulgent meals. That was their advertising, not mine. Okay, these are 12 fast food places to choose from. And these are the options that they are giving us at this point. Actually, McDonald's this summer is supposed to be redoing their kids' meal to offer healthier choices for our children and our grandchildren. So I'm really excited to see what comes about with that. Now, I'm offering a free digital handout with a list of these 12 fast food restaurants who offer the healthier alternatives to the usual high-calorie, low-nutrition food that the menus have that we're used to eating. You can let me know if you want this PDF by going to my Good Health Granny Facebook page and leaving your name and your email address so that I can get this out to you, and I'll just email it to you. I want you to be sure and join the Good Health Granny's community to get more tips and more ideas on how we can actually change the statistics and make sure our grandchildren live longer, healthier lives. Now, that's it for today. And I want to thank you for listening. and ask you to be sure and stay tuned for next week for the next episode of the Good Health Granny. I will put a notice out and let you know when it's going to be, the time and the date. So thank you, and I will see you next week.